this place. I say it's disrespectful, it's dishonorable to those who have shed their blood and given their bronze and put out their brains to make this country great.
And it's cowardly.
It is cowardly. And God hates a coward, if I could quote George Patton. And this country's number one in technology, agriculture, and medicine. And you know what? While we're sitting in the holy city, all the Muslims that live here, they ought to be kissing the backside of every Jew in this country. Because they wouldn't have the freedom. Do you know that over 50% of the Muslims in this country don't pay taxes?
Oh, yes, yeah, we know
we
that.
Know.
I got me a little entourage with me here this evening. I did the recording with Jonathan Feldstein this afternoon with McGee DeVita Dome and Heart to Heart. And now it's the nighttime has fallen upon the holy city. Amazing, beautiful place. I would have to say, if it weren't for the beaches of Tel Aviv, that I'd find myself living back here. We're in a quaint little restaurant. In the alleyways, in the back sidewalks of where are we? We're in
the center of Jerusalem.
We're in the center of Jerusalem.
In the very heart, the very center of Jerusalem.
This is called Cat Square.
Just a few minutes walk from the Kotel.
Very nice, the Kotel, the Western Wall. And I'm here with three fine ladies. One of these ladies is known on Insight to Israel. Actually, Zahava Englard, who is a
author
and
novelist.
You write for the Times of Israel. You write for the Times of Israel. So I want to first of all say thank you. You did the first story on me when I was working for someone else that
catapulted you to fame.
Actually, they had nothing to do with it. It was just all my hard work and the grace of God.
The grace of God.
But
I get no credit.
No, I want to say that's why I'm saying thank you for the first write-up you did on the work that I'm doing here.
Oh, that's right.
And then you recently did an article on the righteous.
Exactly. Thanking those who are not Jewish and have the courage to stand with Israel.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're more than welcome. And look, you are very vocal here in the Jewish state and beyond when it comes to this country's sovereignty and security. And, you know, it's sad. I have to acknowledge when I say it's sad that unfortunately the success of my work here is not just hard work alone and by the grace of God alone, but the fact, sadly enough, that I'm not Jewish. Because, unfortunately, the rest of the world is working very hard, lying about this country, lying about those who speak about the truth that goes on here. You've got guys like leftist traitors, Nazis, like Norman Finkelstein, where I've seen a few of his videos. This guy, I'm going to tell you, if I had my way, these guys are Nazis. I'd hunt them down like dogs. And, you know, there's some folks that would hear me say that and say, oh, Michael, you want to kill people? You know what? If you're a Nazi, you don't deserve the breath that God gave you. And some people say, well, you should let God do it. Well, I say God, man is an instrument in the hands of God. And it's very sad that what goes on in the media, speaking to a media person about what goes on.
What goes on is just a blatant report of lies about Israel. What goes on is a ridiculous support for terrorism. It makes no sense. The entire world seems to be upside down, just backwards, which is part of the prophecy before the Messiah comes, by the way.
Exactly. We're going to go through hard times, though, Zahava. Gog and Magog. We're going to go through some tough times. No, I mean, there's prophecies to talk about.
This is just, this is definitely not the end game yet. We're not there yet.
Right.
We're in the middle somewhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, anybody that listens to the show and knows that I've been giving updates about what happens in the Gaza, but on top of that, what's happening all around Israel, and not just in the immediate area with ISIS, who's now renamed the Islamic Army, but as Islam owns, and anyone that believes otherwise is either lying to themselves or is turning a blind eye, as Islam owns Europe, the Catholic Church has now capitulated. I've had a lot of people come against me because I'm speaking out against the Pope, but the guy is a charlatan.
I'll tell you something. That's one thing. I mean, there's a lot of difficult things that one is incapable of comprehending. But the fact that the Pope is not saying anything about saving the Christians that are being massacred.
Absolutely.
And it's mind-boggling. The cruelty, the atrocities. I can't look at the pictures anymore.
It's incomprehensible. You know what? I'll tell you, Zahava, a lot of Americans, once in a while my mother sees my page. And look, I don't have any mercy on the people in the Gaza. The media throws up the women and the children. That's the theme. And I'll introduce you two ladies here in a second. The theme is always—it's always been that way. Women and children.
Well, the problem is they don't bring up the women and children that have been massacred in Syria, and we're talking about thousands upon thousands. In Iraq. They're
right.
Not talking about it because in Syria and Iraq, the media cannot blame it on the Jews.
Right.
So the media will only bring up the stories that they can somehow blame on the Jewish people.
Right.
Otherwise...
Well, let me add to that by saying that for 16 years, and if you draw a timeline, Gush Katif was given up.
2005.
2005.
Yes.
All of the times that Abu Mazen sat and looked at Bibi straight in the eye. Now, this guy is paid to have Jews killed. Paid the families hundreds of thousands of dollars that came from the global community. And Bibi's expected to sit and look at this guy. And this guy knows the whole time we've got tunnels being built.
Right.
And, you know, I find it... unbelievable. And you got to look also, 16 years, some people have told me more, but the point here is you got an entire generation of kids that grew up. You can't keep that a secret. You can't. A whole entire city. And those kids are raised to gut a Jew with a knife.
Absolutely. They used those kids to build the tunnels. I guess they needed smaller bodies to get through the tunnels initially, and it's also cheaper labor. And nobody mentions the fact that at least, I mean, they came out with the number 160 children died building the tunnels. I happen to think it was more.
Right.
But nobody's coming out with that.
Right.
You know, the UN is not condemning that. That's okay, because they can't blame it on the Jews.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Children's
so, Americans need to realize...
organizations are on either.
Americans need to realize, because, you know, my mother called me, and I understand what she's saying. She said, Michael, you sound kind of hard. I said, you know what, Mom? You come here. America, you better get it together, because you're already, you're done. Rome is burnt. You've already got Islam on the inside. Unless you run those devils out, unless you burn every mosque in that country, you're going to be subject to what Europe's subject to now.
The problem is here, anybody who is now speaking the truth, these are hard times, these are frightening times, and anyone who dares to speak the truth is automatically labeled a fanatic or an extremist by the media.
Right.
And this way, they're just put in an extremely negative light, so nobody should listen to them. And meanwhile, those few so-called fanatic extremists are the only ones who are really seeing what's going on.
Right, Right, absolutely.
And it's just so incredibly frightening that the world is not recognizing that ISIS and other groups like them are creeping up, first slowly and now
quickly.
Very quickly. They are taking over Europe. Europe is lost. America is next. And their goal is the world. And Israel is really the vanguard of civilization right now.
Absolutely. And Jerusalem, for them, is the booty.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, the key to this is Americans have... We've enjoyed a time of ease for so long. We don't really know how to fight, because even when our soldiers go off, we don't see the effects of that until they come home. And by that time, we're already numb.
But there's never been a war on American soil, which
right.
is another reason why we're numb, because we don't see it.
The only people who feel it are the veterans and their families. And unfortunately, the government doesn't respect these veterans in America.
No.
I mean,
no.
Right, I heard last that their medical rights or something.
Their medical records were actually deleted and burned by the Obama administration. It's a big scandal right now. And those records, not only were the records gotten rid of, they got rid of all the appointments, thousands of appointments, doctor's appointments with all their medical records, you know, what was wrong with them,
right,
that were deleted from entire systems. And so now those veterans, there's no information, no record of an appointment, so now they're dying.
Obama is the worst enemy to the United States.
Really?
And it's not...
Oh my God, it is so dangerous.
And the key is, you can't see him as incompetent, because that's an out. You can't see him as not... having leadership ability, that's an out.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
He's explicit in what he's doing. He's directly explicit for what he's doing. And right now, he's actually, while he's said that his staff is on top of what's happening in Iraq, he's now at Martha's Vineyard vacationing again. So our whole point in saying this is that America is going to get what they deserve. This is not about the white picket fence. And I'm going to say this out loud. I'm going to say it on the air. If you have a son or daughter that wants to go in the military, don't put them in there. Do not put them in the military, because they will be subject to the powers that be. And when the United States goes away economically, when we crash again, and it's going to happen soon, I give it the next year, year and a half, when it happens, then now we're subject to global governance. And then your sons and daughters will be under the direct command.
What they need is a grassroots army, and I believe there probably is something going on right now with the Tea Party. And that's where the people have to organize and get together. Let them have a grassroots party that is not controlled by the government, because you cannot trust the American government now.
You know, I said this with Jonathan Feldstein, and it comes back to this. If you want a hedge of protection from God around your family, you had better stand with this country. Because this is not about a country anymore, this is about a kingdom. This is not about a government anymore that looks out for your well-being. This comes down to individuals. This is not about a state that's protecting your rights anymore, because they're run by the federal government, because they get money from the federal government. The federal government will withhold that state money, and then the states go bankrupt. This is about individuals, families, friends, looking out for each other. And in that looking out for each other, you had better pray, and you had better stand with this country, because if not, the mercy and grace and the hand of God will be removed, not only from the nation, but from your state, from your friends, and your family. And you will be found wanting and subject to the powers that be. You better stand with this country now, while it's easy.
You know what's fascinating is that the whole world is respecting the rights of the Muslims to have their Sharia law and whatever it is they say about Allah. But God forbid, these same people will respect the word of their own Bible. That's what's fascinating.
Well, let me say this. I think I know what you mean by that, But let me clarify, because guys like Hannity, I appreciate what he does, blah, blah, blah. He came to Israel for the first time when he was here last week. But he continues to worry, even with the interview with Bibi, he keeps using the word radical and extremist. Ladies and gentlemen, they are not radicals, and they are not extremists. They are doing exactly as the Quran, the Hadith, the Sirah, and Muhammad did. He raped, pillaged the whole known Arabic world at that time through extortion, bribery, bloodshed, and child rape. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're following the footsteps of their prophet. And you need to be aware, America, that when these guys in the media, as right-wing as they are, they're cowards, because they will not tell it like it is. They will not say that they're being obedient. Alan West is probably the only guy, Lieutenant Colonel, former Congressman Alan West from Florida.
And also, forgive me for my ignorance.
No, you're talking about Pamela Geller.
Pamela Geller, it's one thing. No, but I'm talking about the military, Kemp.
Jack Kemp? No,
no,
Jack Kemp's dead.
I don't know, this former...
Oh, I know who you're talking about. It's Lieutenant...
Lieutenant Colonel...
It's General... I've put him on Facebook before.
Forgive my ignorance.
No, it's okay.
But he just came out on a number of videos...
And said that the Pentagon, the White House, both Republican and Democrat parties had been infiltrated by Islam. They're receiving money from the Saudis.
And also very pro-Israel, and based on his own experience, giving proof that Israel is an extremely humanitarian army.
Right.
And has gone out of their way to protect civilian life.
Jerry Boykin. General Jerry Boykin is the man's name. And it may not be the same one, but he's one of the few.
So it's nice to know that there's more than one.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, even Rance Priebus in the Republican Party, the guy, you can see by all the leadership in the Republican Party that I used to work in Washington, D.C. I worked in politics for 12 years. These guys are all bought and paid for. Even John McCain, bought and paid for. So, listen, what Israel has been experiencing even since pre-48, the rest of the world is getting a huge taste of, because they did nothing about Islam. Because up until this point, it's always been, it's a matter of a difference of opinion. Now opinion's getting people killed.
It's only going to get worse.
So, anyway, Zahava.
Yes.
I appreciate what you do. Thank you for being a part of this work and its success.
Well, it's an honor.
And I say that to every Israeli, and I'm going to narrow that down to the Jewish people that have been a part of Insight to Israel.
But there's one thing I do want to add, if I may, if you have time.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to let the people know that the spirit of Israel is as strong as ever.
Absolutely.
And during this war, yes, we've taken a lot of hits. And we lost a lot of precious sons of ours. The cream of the crop. Real heroes of our nation.
I got video of some of the funerals.
And we are certainly in a deep mourning over this loss. But our spirit is unbreakable. And we are united. Yes, of course, there's always that old joke, if you have two Jewish people in a room, there'll be three different opinions.
I thought it was four, but okay.
You're probably right. But at the end of the day, we Jews unite, and we will never be broken. And we will fight to the end. We will do what must be done, whether we have the support of the world or not.
Yeehaw.
And we, yeehaw, exactly. And we will remain strong, and I don't want anyone out there to doubt the strength of the people and our faith in God. There are different levels of religious practice. That doesn't matter.
Right.
We all believe in God. We all believe why we are here. We understand our destiny. And I just want the people to know that we will remain strong. And also, all the supporters out there of Israel, we want you to know that we thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. We know, especially at this time, it is very difficult to stand with Israel. And it takes a lot of courage to stand apart from the crowd.
Right.
But we ask you to keep it up. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Because in the end, I truly believe, we all believe, that good will triumph over evil.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was it.
Wow, that's great stuff. Great stuff. Awesome, awesome. Okay, so I've got two other American ladies here that I want to introduce.
Whoa. Israeli. We were born in America, but
wow.
We are Israeli.
I like that.
Okay.
Exactly. Ma'am? Thank you, ma'am. You're doing a great job. Little dimples there. Ma'am, what's your name?
Yaffa.
And Yaffa, where were you born?
New York City.
Not uncommon. When I find a Jew in Tennessee, I'm like, wow, somebody straight from the ranch, you know what I mean? But listen, Yaffa, how long have you been in Israel?
34 years.
Why did you make Aliyah?
My parents brought me here.
Your parents, they're amazing people. Are they still around?
My mother is still around.
Nice.
And my father was killed in a bus bombing.
Say that again?
My father was killed in a number 18 bus bombing 16 years ago.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. I didn't even know that when I started this recording. Wow. This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
And you have a son now in the Army?
You have a son in the Army. God bless him. What's that like for you as a mother?
Makes me proud. Makes me nervous, but mostly makes me proud. I worry about him.
Right.
But on the other hand, I'm sure that God is watching out for him.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow.
Tell Michael how many kids you have.
I have 6 children.
You have 6 children. Ma'am, you don't look like it. Sometimes these women get all frumpy and... Wow, that's great.
Yeah, you come to Israel, the air just makes you beautiful.
Exactly. So, is your son the oldest of the bunch?
The one that's in the Army is the second one. The first one finished the Army 4 months ago.
Wow.
And my second son is still in the Army.
So you got 4 more to go.
I have another 2 sons that still have to go to the Army, and one of my daughters just finished
National service. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. What a legacy your parents have built by bringing you home. It's amazing. There are some people here that are first generation. There are people that are here, you know this, but the audience needs to hear it. After the Shoah, the Holocaust, there were some people that their whole entire family was wiped out. We hear it so much said, but I think it needs to be said again. That whole entire family's massacred for nothing. I had a soldier tell me down on the Gaza, he said, they killed 6 million in the Holocaust, and now Europe's got 20 million Muslims. They deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve it. Ma'am, God bless your parents for having that fortitude, that principled strength to come home. American Jews, you'd better listen up. You'd better listen good. Your heyday in the United States, your golden handcuffs, your fancy cars, your pretty houses, your beautiful flowers on the front lawn, we're about to wilt. We're about to die. You better come home while the doors are open, lest you be left behind like the Egyptian Jews and die. Lest you be left behind when the rabbis pre-World War II were saying time to go back to Israel and they wouldn't listen. You had better listen up. You better listen good. God is going to withdraw and is currently doing it. His hand on the United States of America, and you will suffer as the Americans will, and unfortunately the Christians will, but they'll be fine because God has a hedge around them because they stand with the Jewish states, a protective covering over their life. When everyone else is suffering and starving, God will keep his own because they stood with Israel. Wow, that's good stuff. Ma'am?
Yes?
Could you introduce yourself, please? You've been to Hebron with us, handing out some Hershey's for Heroes.
That's right. I'd like to thank everyone who donated Hershey's Heroes. My name is Aliza. My last name is Dribben. Some people might recognize that last name in West Virginia and other local
but
areas.
You're from Texas.
No, I'm not from Texas.
Oh, I don't know why I thought that.
I was born in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yes, not your typical New York Jew.
No.
Yes, and I did accompany Michael to Hebron. It's a place that I grew up as a kid, when I was a kid. My parents, too, brought me here when I was younger. I, too, know the sorrow of terrorist activities. My brother-in-law was murdered about 16 years ago.
Wow.
My brother was injured, and another very close friend of ours was injured at the same time. And I'd like to thank everyone who supports us. Definitely everyone who supports Michael, because given that you're not here with us, you know, we become your messengers, and we appreciate it. We really do, and I'd like to thank you all.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. You know what? It's a popular thing in the Islamic world to kill a Jew.
Yep.
They're aided and abetted by global governance, the leftist media. They have blood on their hands. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, sometimes I wish, I have these fantasies sometimes. I wish I could have been in World War II hunting Nazis,
Amen.
Scalping them,
Amen.
Taking them on, fighting back. Then I'd have come here after the war was over and fought me some British and some Muslims then. But since I can't go back, and I don't believe in reincarnation, that's for the birds. You're born once, you die once.
Well, we adopted you here, Michael.
I appreciate it.
You are one of us, okay?
I'm going to tell you something.
No, I want to tell you that people you don't even know, they know you.
Yes, it's true.
If I bring up your name, they say, oh, that's the Hershey for Heroes guy. That's the guy giving out Hershey chocolate bars to all the soldiers.
Wow.
I said, yeah, that's the one.
Wow, what an honor. You know what? People here, since the day I arrived in Ben-Gurion, with two bags and I didn't know anyone. You know, I said one thing to myself. You think you're a man? You think you're a man? We're going to find out what kind of man you really are. And I'll tell you, the people in this country have taken my heart and molded it into something completely different. And they've given me a strength internally that I never thought I'd had. You know, I'm sharing, not Aaron. There's been times that I've had $5 in my bank account, and I keep working.
Yep.
And every single month, man, God takes care of me. He brings it in. And I want to say thank you to those who support Insight to Israel. And we need your continued financial support. I live with three other guys at 43. And, you know, for me, it's whatever it takes to get the job done, whatever it takes. You know, listen, I'm going to tell you, I got some expecting coming. Right now, I got 20 shekels in my pocket to get home. Now, don't look at me like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that for a reason. Because I got stuff coming in. But you know what? If I sit around and worry about money, I'll never get anything done.
Okay, well, we need you here. We need you here, and I want to tell the American people that they have to support you.
You got 30 seconds.
They have to help you out here. They have to give their support to you for Hershey's for Heroes, for Insight to Israel, getting the truth out. We need all the supporters we can get.
We need
all the truth tellers we can get. So I am asking the American people to please, you know, support your work here. It is so very important to have friends like you here.
I appreciate it, John.
And as someone who's been there with Michael, seeing what he does here, I can vouch 100% that what he does is an amazing job. He makes the troops happy. He makes the citizens happy. And
he builds
their
morale.
He builds morale. Please, please support him.
This is Michael Ganeau with Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. And I want to say thank you and God bless the patriot conservatives that stand for the Judeo-Christian founding, Constitution and Bill of Rights. And God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.
Amen.
This is Michael Ganeau with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Ganeau. Thank you, God bless patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
This is Michael Ganeau with Insight to Israel, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to thank all of the guys at America's Web Radio for bringing the truth of the Jewish state to the grassroots of the United States. The greatness of Israel as it's number one in the world, number one in technology, agriculture, and medicine. Wow. That's Jonathan. I got Jonathan Feldstein. He's been on the show before, and he's sitting here in front of me. And I'll tell you, Jonathan, when I think about that, 66 years, and this little strip of land that the world wants to take away, deny the right, the existence of the Jewish state, and yet it continues to bless that same world. I can't fathom that in my mind. I can't wrap my mind around it. But anyway, this is a great country, and I want to thank all the guys at America's Web Radio for what they do and have done for 2 years this October.
That's right.
And it's been amazing. Insight to Israel is in the top 20%, and that kind of ebbs and flows once in a while, but that's not bad, and I am thankful to every listener, to everyone who pays attention to all of the social media, who watches the video. Thank you for being a participator and not a spectator. I also want to say thank you to everyone who gives to Hershey's for Heroes. Jonathan, feel free to jump in here anytime you want, but I'll tell you, I have to say that this past month, the month of July, probably the most memorable, insane summer of my entire 43 years of living. Of course, I don't remember much when I was 1 to 5, but being down there on that border with the soldiers, even sleeping on a yoga mat in a field, not knowing there's tunnels all around me. But, you know, that chocolate bar with that note, which I'll not be satisfied until every soldier sees that note of love and prayers and concern and steadfastness of the grassroots of the United States with this country. And it's amazing what it does to the morale of a soldier. I just gave some out in the Central Bus Station today.
Nice.
And had a lone soldier. I thanked them for their service, and I was standing there talking to them, and the guy's like, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Well, I moved here from Washington, D.C. I'm from West Virginia." I said, "Where are you from?" And he said, "Brooklyn." What a lone soldier, what principle, what fortitude, what conviction. Maybe sometimes they don't even know it, but Jonathan, as you and I sit here and believe in God, when there's many that fall by the wayside that used to, or many that never have, Yet. Wow. That was great. It's the call, the whisper of Hashem to the heart of a young man that says, come home. And that principle that his parents raised him under. And when he sees that note from an American, from someone that's not even Jewish, because a lot of soldiers ask me, are you Jewish? No. Lo Yudi. And then, are these from Jews in the United States? Nope, these are from Christians. They're shocked. And the impact that it has.
It's a very big impact, and it's very important what you're doing. It's not just giving a gift and some inspiration, but you're also helping repair a divide of close to 2,000 years that never was meant to be there.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to thank everyone who gives to Hershey's for Heroes. The eternal impact that you have on one soldier's life cannot be put into words.
That's right.
So, anyway, Jonathan, I haven't seen you in months, brother.
It's crazy.
Wow, I tell you, a friend of mine told me, he said, Michael, what you've seen in 2 years that you've been here.
That's correct. You see a lot more than most Israelis because you're... As much as we're all on the front line, you make it your business to literally be in the front line.
Yeah.
You know, I'm focusing on work, and I'm focusing on my kids and carpool and all these other things that are part of life. But you've made it your life to be there, to be on the front line, to be where the action is happening. And it's I sort of live vicariously through you a little bit.
No, I appreciate that. You know, it's Jonathan. I'll tell you, sometimes Sometimes I get tired, but then I see the news and I see what happens here, and it's like I can't, there's something inside of me, I can't rest.
Right.
You know? And especially when I see, and a lot of this comes from the fact I was raised in a military family, and when I see what these soldiers go through and what they're faced with, it's like I have to be out there.
That's right.
You know, where I see a riot and what the good people in this country give, you know, and then I see a riot here in Jerusalem, which, you know, you can't be everywhere at once, and sometimes I miss these things that are here to record them, but it's got to be done. And the media flies in, they fly out, they see what they want, they make a judgment call on it,
right.
And most of the time right. It's not even accurate.
Very little perspective. You've got the perspective.
It's about integration.
Right.
And the one thing that I've enjoyed, even just the times that I've been able to be and meet your children and see in their lives the impact that not only you have had on them, but this country and the land. And it's very encouraging because you have something here in this country that is so unique, not like even the United States, where there is actually more freedom for children to be here.
Incredibly. That's one of the reasons I live here. When I was a kid myself and came to Israel for my very first trip, I don't know if I ever shared this with you, I realized how much more free Israel was. And not like we weren't free in America, not
right.
like we couldn't do anything. And then in the day when I was growing up, of course, you could leave your kid alone in the department store and go off to another department. But that's not the case anymore. But here, my kids, my 13-year-old girl, the other day, just took a bus by herself into Jerusalem with two other tiny little 13-year-old girls to go see a movie, which I would never let them do in a big city in the U.S.
No.
Right?
No.
They do have freedom. There is a freedom, and it's a great place to raise kids, despite the threats that we face.
Yeah. You know, I think that it should be said at this point, Jonathan, and I say it all the time, all of the world is God's creation.
That's right.
But this is God's land.
That's correct.
And if it weren't for the Spirit of God and the people of God that preserve that Spirit in their heart, if that weren't so, it would be lifted.
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't have internally, even people that may not be so religious, we're going to get to our point, but that may not be so religious, there's a reverence, sort of a reverence still for God.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's no question.
And I think that is what internally among most of the people keeps your crime rate low. Keeps your, when people are working hard, they're not out meandering and finding themselves doing things that aren't so godly, you know? So there's a lot to be said for that, and the people here do work hard. So with that being said, Jonathan, we've seen a lot go on this past month, and I think that we're going to see a lot more in the future because the battle's been won in many areas, but there's still always that looming internally and externally, which is growing, that looming threat. And we want to talk about that and how people, this country, continues to give internally through heart-to-heart. Even the enemies of the Jewish state, even those that are citizens of this country that I talk to that want the Jews gone, there's still that outpouring, that compassion.
Correct.
That people don't see about this country.
Well, it's very simple. The bottom line to all of this and to all of this conflict, and it's been said in many different ways, is that we sanctify life and they worship death.
Right.
They win when we lose, and they win when they lose, because their losses mean civilian casualties, which they pump up and try to make the world think that that's really what the what's happening, and that's the narrative.
Yeah.
And we still save their lives. And we provide medical equipment. We set up medical clinics along the border.
Wow.
To provide ambulance transports to Israeli hospitals and across Israeli territory to Arab hospitals. We provide blood. If there's a Palestinian from Gaza who's hurt, doesn't have to be in a battle, in a car accident,
yeah,
or needs some kind of major surgery, and is brought to an Israeli hospital, the blood that he or she is going to receive is coming from Israel's National Blood Bank. That's blood that you donate, that I donate, that my children donate, that the people sitting around us donate.
Yeah.
Because we're, and by the way, are Syrians. It's funny how the whole issue of Syria has been overshadowed by a little battle that was going on in Gaza for the last month,
right,
but comparatively. And I don't mean to dismiss or diminish the battle or any casualties.
No, absolutely.
But 150,000 Syrians have been slaughtered in their own country. And where do they seek refuge? Israel? And they're enemy state, and we still provide it? It's crazy. It makes me proud, but it's crazy.
Right. No, I agree. You know, I want to... You've been on the show before, but I want to reflect just a little bit, John. What is it... When did you start with and here in Israel, it's Magen David Adom, but you've kind of simplified
for
Americans, heart to heart.
Right. So
Let me ask you, what does it mean for you when you came into this thing? You could be doing a lot of the things. You're a smart guy.
Thank you.
You could be doing a lot of the things. What's it mean to you to do what you're doing?
What it means, thank you. It's a good question.
How'd you get started? Let me ask you.
What it means is that I'm making a positive and meaningful contribution to the lives of all Israelis, and it gives me a lot of pride to do that myself, and it gives me a lot of pride to set that as a model for my children. We brought them here.
Wow.
10 years ago this month, we brought them here. We were blessed by having a sixth child born here in Jerusalem, which is no little thing. Just to be born in Jerusalem is something that Jews have been yearning for thousands of years, and this little boy just came out, and he's turning 9 this month.
Wow.
It's a real incredible blessing.
Your kids are amazing, I have to
Thank
say.
Thank you.
You can see it now.
Thank you. And how'd I get started? I mean, I've been in nonprofit work for 25 years, so this is an opportunity that came up. And within the first month of when I got started, my boss then at the time said he said my job was to put this organization on the radar of Americans who are in Israel. And I said, well, that's great. Magen David Adom, the name you mentioned, Red Star of David, is Israel's national ambulance service. If you need an ambulance, there's one number to call in the country, dispatching over 1,000 ambulances everywhere. Magen David Adom is Israel's National Blood Service, is Israel's Red Cross Society, doing humanitarian work domestically and overseas. So in the first month that I was on board, I said, well, great, if we're the blood services of the state of Israel, let's create an opportunity proactively for Americans to come and donate blood when they're here. That was in the spring of 2006. Happened to be that my first blood drive. We know that there's no such thing as a coincidence, but right. It happens to be that the coincidence of the first blood drive that I organized in April of 2006 was during Passover. 37 people donated blood.
Wow.
Which was very good. They included tourists. They included the tourist tour guides. They included the hotel staff, Jews and Arabs here in Jerusalem. And what I realized is I was onto something. People say in English they hit a nerve. Well, I hit a vein. And right. And that summer, we had another war, just like this summer. Lasted about the same amount of time, although I'm not sure that this battle is over.
Was that
was the second Lebanon War, 2006. And what transpired was the good idea of bringing Americans who were already in Israel to donate blood, looking in some meaningful way, other than spending $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 on a plane ticket and putting themselves up in a hotel and going to go shopping when tourism was down, to actually physically leave a part of themselves behind.
Right.
When Israel was at crisis, when the 150 soldiers were killed and hundreds of others were injured, as well as civilians, that when all of this was taking place, that Americans could come to Israel and leave a unit of blood that could save 1 to 3 lives, knowing that your blood is running through the veins of someone else, and thanks to you, that person is still alive. That triggered a domino effect where we built up thousands of people donating blood every single year. Which still happens. Americans go out of their way to donate blood. We've cut videos that are on our website. Some incredible new ones are about to come out. The website, by the way, is savinglivesinisrael.org. Anyone can go take a look at our videos. There's some unbelievable testimonies of people who have come here and done this, as you have.
Yeah.
And I don't see any scars in your arm, which means you probably do.
I'm actually going to give today. If
Excellent.
You don't have the chance to go with
Good.
Me, I'm going to do a video and talk about
beautiful.
Your being on the show this
great,
Sunday.
Great. So there's that. And then what was born out of that, and when you do things like promote Heart to Heart and the idea of people giving blood in Israel as we do so frequently, so people from all across America would email me and call me, and they would say, Jonathan, how do I donate my blood in America and send it over? And you have this image of someone sitting somewhere and packing up their blood in a FedEx or UPS box and shipping it over, right? Which can't happen. And the short answer is it can't happen. So that's where Heart to Heart was born, as a virtual blood donation.
Yeah.
The people who are listening to this program, no matter where they are, how far they are from the center of the world, here in Jerusalem, can make a $100 donation and sponsor a unit of blood and provide the resources for Israel to always have a safe and plentiful blood supply. And we've been blessed with the increase of support for Heart to Heart, with the increase of ministries that have joined us as partners, taking Heart to Heart as their own program to bless Israel, because they see that, first of all, everyone understands the mandate of Genesis 12:3 to bless Israel and be blessed. Actually, I'm going to show you something. You can take it and maybe put it up on your website as well.
Yeah.
To go along. This is a photo. I don't know if I've ever shown it to you, of Israelis donating blood on September 12th, 2001.
Wow.
The day after, with the man sitting holding the front page of the Jerusalem Post on his lap, full banner headline, America under attack, with the fireball of the World Trade Centers in the
wow.
photo.
Wow.
And as our neighbors were celebrating as America was burning.
Right.
Throwing candy and singing praise to their God.
Right.
Israelis lined up spontaneously by the thousands to donate blood in the hope that our blood could help Americans and save lives there. So when we talk about why, what's the motivation, this is the fulfillment of Genesis 12:3. People remember, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. People sometimes forget how the verse concludes, the nations of the world we blessed through you. And this is it.
Wow.
This is it.
Can I have this?
Yep.
That's powerful.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, you're right. You're right. Jonathan, you're absolutely correct. We forget. We forget because too many times, Jonathan, especially in Christianity, we always look for the blessing.
Well, it's a two-way street. Everything is.
You know?
Everything is.
Wow.
God makes a lot of promises to us. But it's a two-way street. In order to be blessed, according to Genesis 12, you have to bless Israel.
Right.
It's not, hey, you exist and therefore I'm going to bless you.
Right.
No, you have to do some stuff. And blessing Israel is one of those.
Wow, that's such a powerful picture.
Right. And then, by the way, when you were talking at the beginning of the program about all the things that Israel has contributed, technology, agriculture, science, everything, this is Israel blessing the nations. It's not because we choose to do that. It's not. I don't know if that's our call.
It's part of the spirit.
It's it.
Though.
It's who we are.
Yeah.
It's who we are.
Because, you know, look, here's the thing. You can give and not... just to be given. But unless it's done from the heart, out of that spirit that comes from God, in obedience to His word, then it doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
You know? And I'm telling you, I can't get over this picture. That's
right?
Very powerful.
Right?
That is amazing, amazing to see all these people here.
Right. Everyone who is old enough who's listening to this remembers where they were on September 11th.
Yeah.
And the fear and the anger and the worry that we had on September 12th and still do. But what a statement. Israelis lined up. Airspace was closed. I mean, I don't even know how people thought this blood was going to be delivered. Unfortunately, there was no need. But it didn't matter.
Right.
Thousands of people lined up to donate blood.
Wow.
To bless America.
Amazing, amazing.
So that's what Heart to Heart is. And all the more meaningful, and when you look at our logo, the intertwined hearts, one representing the Israeli flag and one representing the American flag, that's what Heart to Heart is.
Yeah.
We're together. You have to be together.
Wow. You know what, Jonathan? You and I were discussing before we went on the air, and we want to help promote Heart to Heart. And if you don't mind me saying this, I'm going to get your logo put right here. I'm going to get a new T-shirt made. I'm going to put your logo right here. And so that way, wherever I travel in this country, Americans and Europeans can see Heart to Heart, look them up, and we're going to start mentioning you on the radio show. And because it's important, when I see what these people give, and then I look at this, I didn't even know this existed. I think Americans need to look. We're in moral decline in the U.S. And I'm going to tell you, brother, there ain't no more. The white picket fence is gone. But if you want your personal life, your government may not be blessed. God will not bless wickedness, but if you want a hedge of God's protection around your home, around your personal life, protected from the wickedness that grows in the world, the godlessness, the anti-Semitism, then you give to this country. And God, like Elijah, when he was in the wilderness during the famine,
sure,
sent the raven,
sure,
to feed him. When he went to the widow, and she said, I have just a little oil left, enough for me and my son, and we're going to make some bread, some cakes, and then we're going to die. And he said, no. You go and get enough jars from all of your neighbors. And then, first of all, he said, you make me a cake. You make for me first. Then you go and get jars from all of your neighbors. And that widow, because she took care of God's and was obedient blindly. And there's a difference between being blindly obedient to, let me clarify, to religious leadership and blindly obedient when you hear the voice of Hashem through a man of God and he says to do this, or even hear the voice of God. That is very possible. As God spoke to Moses, and you're obedient to Abraham, the man of the altar, wherever he
went.
God said to go, He didn't know where he was going, but he was obedient.
That's right.
And I want to say to Americans, wow, John, this is powerful. I want to say to Americans, if you want a hedge around your life, number one, obedience to God in your daily living, and number two, you support the Jewish state.
And you've seen it, I know, in the last 2 years.
I have.
In many ways, how God is fulfilling that. What we talked about, why am I doing what am I doing? And I love it, and I'm proud. But one of the most awesome and humbling things is when I'm working with different ministries who are supporting Heart to Heart, that they share with me the very clear blessing that they've received as a result of supporting Heart to Heart. And if anyone's listening in, I don't even know what county it is, but near Lumberton, North Carolina right now, there's a Toyota dealership called Peterson Toyota. I honestly shared this with them, so I'm not saying anything out of school.
Right.
I thought it was weird when the Toyota dealership started promoting Heart to Heart. Because, you know, people sell Girl Scout cookies, their kids selling in Girl Scouts, people do a 10K race, people collect money for various things in their local church or synagogue. But to actually promote a ministry that's blessing Israel in a place of business seemed odd to me. But I'm good with that odd. That's okay.
Right.
The first time I met it, I thought, okay, fine. That's good. Second time I met them, they shared with me that in the first month that they were promoting Heart to Heart, they had the highest sales on record ever.
Wow.
No, that doesn't happen.
Not surprising.
It doesn't happen in rural North Carolina.
Not surprising.
And there's so many other blessings that people share with me individually, ministry-wide, corporate. It's you get a high being part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. America, this is your time when this country... Listen, this thing in Jonathan, I'm going to tell you, brother, it's not going away. These folks are not going to go away easily. And we need, while we have, and I don't want to get into politics, but I'm going to tell you, while we have a government that is signed $45 million or something like that to the Iron Dome, yet they're funding Islamic countries all around with triple that, double that, we need to show our support at the grassroots level for the Jewish state. And so we need to show the support. Jonathan, thank you. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for being, you know, this starts at home. You lead by example to your children. You lead by example. You know, the proverb says, and I think this applies, who can find a virtuous woman?
That's right.
For her worth is far above rubies. And it goes into being an example and leading, whether you're male or female, a husband or wife.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But the example you're leaving for your children is amazing. And the impact you're having on your community and in the United States.
Well, thank you for observing that and saying it. But for me, I'm just like a footnote on the page of Jewish history, building our future. Rather than sitting as a spectator somewhere else, we chose to pick up and come here and live God's prophecy, live the promise. I mean, he gave this land to our descendants and our forefathers, and we're here just being the grateful beneficiaries of that.
Yeah, awesome. Jonathan, if we wanted to go, can you talk about your website, Heart to Heart?
So the website is, again, it's savinglivesinisrael.org.
Okay.
The organization, ministry is called Heart to Heart. And welcome all inquiries from individuals on behalf of their ministries, from people who want their pastors to hear about this as a way that their church can get on board, and from the pastors themselves.
Nice.
So we have some of them on our website, a whole lot more that need to be loaded up. We've been getting such great support from people who... from tremendous people, some of whom are really super well known, like Ricky Skaggs and Michael W. Smith and Gary Bauer.
Yeah.
And
now David Barton.
And David Barton is putting me on the program, and and a whole bunch of others, and from people who, if you're not in their church, no one else knows, but they're no less great, and they're no less solid in their heart for Israel.
Right, right, wow.
It's humbling.
It is, it is. Jonathan, I want to say thank you for being on the show, and I'm thankful for your friendship.
As I learned in the South, they say back at you.
Listen, this is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel. Give to Heart to Heart. We're going to post the link to the website. We're going to have the logo on our T-shirt, and we're going to start promoting you among the churches. I'm working on a list of churches, but I'm going to share that with you, and I've got a lot of people I know in the States.
Great.
So thank you for all you do.
Thank you, my friend.
And I want to say publicly,
yes.
I know I'm very busy, but we're going to stick this thing out and make it go. And get you more promoted.
Okay, you're all witnesses.
Yeah, exactly. This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel. God bless the United States of America, the patriot conservatives who stand for the Judeo-Christian principle, Constitution and Bill of Rights, and God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.